I am with Gary Forrest, Children Manager, after today's 3-2 win against Bishop Auckland. Gary, we almost threw that away, did we, at the end?
Well, it was a funny game, really, to be honest with you. I thought we looked a bit jaded. I think Tuesday night took a lot out of us, being down to 10 men. I thought two or three players looked like they were a bit heavy-legged. But, you know, we stuck in. Went in 1-0 up at half-time. We told the players that we needed a little bit more energy. We needed it. That transition from defence into attack needed to be quicker. And players needed to get higher up the pitch. But went 3-0 up, and then I think we switched off for 5 minutes, to be honest with you. Stopped the penalty given away. We didn't need to give that away. We didn't need to commit ourselves like that. I don't think, had it been 1-0, we would have been. I think we would have been switched on. That penalty wouldn't have occurred, and that's just given them a little bit of a lift. Just enough time to maybe get into it. But overall, it doesn't really matter. We got the 3 points. Morpeth have been beat. And you know, if we get to the end of the season, and if we do win the league this year, I don't think anybody's going to look back on that and say, "Oh, we weren't brilliant."
Yeah, and big result at Morpeth today as well, and of course a big result in midweek for ourselves as well. The game at Dunstan, I mean, that was a great advert for the Northern League, a really good game for everybody in attendance to watch, but a very hard fought win in the end as well.
Yeah, I thought Tuesday night was fantastic, and Newcastle, I think, were playing the day after or the same day. I think it was the day after, and you know, you got 50,000 people go up and watch them fall about and put zero effort into football and turn up in their tuxedos, etc., and embarrass themselves. And then you've got 22 plus the lads who have come off the bench, honest footballers, giving it 110%. And it baffles me why people even bother going to watch them. You know, and everybody I speak to who comes and watches Northern League football and says they absolutely love it. And it's so refreshing from the prima donnas of the Premiership. But unfortunately, the PR and the Sky's focus on Premiership football soon drags them back down to St James's or the Stadium of Light. But it's sad, really, because you want to watch good, honest football, and Tuesday night was a perfect example of it. And you know, we haven't yet had a player turn up in a tuxedo, and I don't think it's ever going to happen. But you wouldn't mind if they could play a bit.
And did you have anything to say to Ben after getting himself sent off in the way that he did?
Well, yeah, but obviously that stays between me and Ben.
So we've got a free midweek again now, and yet another big game, I guess, next Saturday as well against Concert.
Yeah, we've got a Concert, a decent side. They've got some great firepower. It's going to be a tough match. We've got a week to freshen up a little bit, but we've got Jamie Howard's stag do next weekend, so we've got a few players missing at his stag do. We didn't actually have a game in at the time when they organised it. And the league decided to put a game in all of a sudden, so now we can do, we just need to get on with it and deal with it, and you know, we'll see what happens.